Yes, I'm here.
Well, I was worried about you. You doing all
right? Oh, hello, Pete.
Hello, Pete. Oh, you know, death, taxes, and Adrian. Sure thing. There you go.
You got that right. Lord, help me, Jesus.
Well, I know you couldn't function on Saturday and Sunday without talking to me, so...
I know. It's hard. It's hard, but anyway...
Yeah, I know. Gosh. You just... Maybe you should have a recording of my voice.
So I can play it. Yeah. Hello.
How's everything? How was Saturday?
I'm trying to remember now. Okay, wait a minute. I got to think. Oh, it was a good Saturday. Yeah, I had a good day Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you sell like quite a bit out of the case?
Well, I had a nice repair got picked up. I had a pretty good repair got picked up. And then I had some lady and her husband were in here, and I was piddling around for something with them. I was doing something for them. And when I came back out and handed it to her, she said, "How much is this pair of earrings right here?" I said, "Well, those are the ones I marked down this morning." She said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." Anyway, but she bought a nice little pair of earrings, diamond earrings. So that was a pretty good day. And other than that, Sunday I didn't do squat. Oh, I did go to the grocery store, you know. But
yeah, the normal stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the normal stuff. Washed some clothes, and that was about it.
Yeah, I know. Same. Huh, ma'am.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. So, did I tell you my stepdad's being released on Wednesday?
No, you didn't tell me he was going to be released. Last I heard, he was still in there,
in
the hospital.
Yeah, so Wednesday he gets to be released, so.
Well, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, he had to learn how to write his name and everything, because the stroke that he had suffered affected his right arm. So.
Yeah, I remember you told me about the right arm.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just worried, you know, like, how's he going to do, like, you know, hopefully he, you know, like, cutting food,
Yeah, meat.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, the grip and everything, so I don't know, maybe...
So, he's not able to use that, is it his right arm or left arm?
No, it's his right arm, but he can use it, like, he's able to lift it and stuff, I just don't know how much weight he can lift with it, I never asked him that.
Is he right-handed?
Yes, he is, predominant right-hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my concern is... and I was thinking about this because I went down there and cleaned out his fridge and freezer and, what a chore that was. And then, you know, cleaned his house and everything because he had been slacking on that. But anyway, I had also gotten him groceries and I'm thinking, okay, how is he going to, like, pour a gallon of milk? I mean, yeah, he can do it with his left hand, but, you know, your left isn't as good.
Well, not only that, but the little simple things like opening a jar.
Yeah,
Popping the top off the soup, can of soup or whatever.
Yeah, well, my son's girlfriend, I made him, like, two different soups and a thing of lasagna that he has to cook in the oven or whatever. But I had separated all the soups, so he's got it in containers, but, like, just to put it in the microwave and, you know, because it would be hot. So stuff like that,
Well, now let me ask you, for the time from when he was in the hospital, has the arm gotten any better since now that he's being released?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
Okay. Well, maybe with time it might even get a little better.
Yeah, because I know he's been going to occupational therapy and physical therapy 6 days a week. So they've been really working with him on it.
Okay,
so.
Good enough.
Yeah. And, you know, how the mind works and all that good stuff and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Retraining your brain, basically. So, but other than that.
I'm hoping he'll be able to, you know, the usage of his arm might get better as time goes on.
Sure, yeah, yeah. So, I'm sure it will, so, but, you know, it is. I mean, how long did it take you to, because I know you you had the stroke and it affected your legs a little bit. How long did that take you to get back to normal?
It didn't take too long. But to tell you the truth, my legs are still not. They're not. There's just some things I cannot do. I mean, there's some manual labor I cannot do. But I just have to be careful when I'm walking. I make an effort to make sure I pick my feet up.
Okay. So you're not like scurrying across like you scooting?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not using a walker or anything like that right now. So.
Have you ever seen those things that they promote on like the TV, like for blood flow and stuff like that on your legs? It's basically like if you sat down, it's like a bicycle, like the bottom half of a bicycle.
Yeah, I've got both of them.
Oh, do you?
I've got the one that's like a bicycle, but the one I like the best is the one that you put your feet on and they just slide back and forth.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
because the one with the bicycle, that kind of irritates, but it kind of makes my knees sore.
Okay.
But the other one, I mean, you can sit there and make them. I can take, and on the average, I'll do about 4,000 to 5,000 steps.
Jeez.
And it doesn't take long if you're sitting there watching TV. Next thing you know, you're already up to 2,000.
Holy cow.
So it don't take long.
Wow. So, I mean, if I ran a race against you, you'd probably kick my butt.
No, not really. It's nothing more. I do it more for the blood circulation.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. So, I know. We should get them here and put them under our desk, you know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, all right. Well, other than that, your day's been going so far so good today?
Yep, I'm just back here piddling, working around.
All right, you got the 75 total weight smile. You got that in.
Oh, it's out there in the display right now, waiting for somebody to come get it.
I thought you were going to tell me you sold it already.
No. Let's don't get carried away here.
All right, well, I'm here for whatever you need, all right?
Okay, hon, thank you.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.